Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're in an Advent season, which really is a season of preparing our hearts for Christmas. And I don't know about you, but every year it seems like Christmas goes by faster, and with the blink of an eye, if we're not careful, we'll miss the significance of it. So we think it's really important to build some rhythms into our life to make sure we experience it, that we take it in, that we remember that Jesus came the first time, but we also posture ourselves to be excited about the return of Christ. Well, today in our Advent journal, we're in day 10, and I want to read you a couple of verses. It comes from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him and said, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean.'" I love that phrase, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Verse 3, "Jesus reached out and he touched him. He said, 'I am willing, be healed,' and instantly the leprosy disappeared." On Sundays here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been focusing on different aspects of God by illuminating or lifting up the different names of God. And this week has been about Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And what's interesting is the context of today's reading in chapter 8 of Matthew is Jesus is coming down off the mountainside. Now, all of us are going to have moments where we come off the mountainside. We'll have those mountaintop experiences where everything's great. Jesus, a few chapters before this, has been teaching on the mountainside what we've come to know as the Sermon on the Mount, but it's essentially the core beliefs of living in the kingdom of God, the ethic of people that want to follow Jesus. But there came a moment that he came off that mountainside, and all of us are going to come off of our mountaintop experiences. And one of the first things that happens in that moment when he comes off the mountainside is he is hit square between the eyes with somebody's problem. And that's going to happen in our lives. I think sometimes when we have those mountaintop experiences, and you know what those are like, those moments that you think, "This is so great, I never want to come down." Yet oftentimes, right after that moment, we're hit with some big need. And what's interesting about Jesus is he did not just teach authoritatively on the mountain, but he expressed it when he served other people. And so when you read these verses in chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, he doesn't resent their problems. Jesus doesn't go off on the problem. Instead, he seizes that moment and he uses it as a way to live out the compassion of God, to demonstrate the power of God. And so that word that was so authoritative and so powerful on the mountainside becomes this word that's lived out in the lives of everyday, ordinary, broken people. I love that. So today, as you launch into your day, realizing that God is the God that heals, as you're walking throughout your day, don't be surprised if people with problems come your way. Don't be surprised if things don't go perfectly well in your schedule, either at home or at work. But in those moments, may you and I have the same posture of Jesus, that instead of being thrown off by it, that we engage and we bring healing to that situation. In verse 3, it says, "And Jesus reached out and he touched him. He said, 'I'm willing, be healed.' And instantly, the leprosy disappeared." And so when people come honestly to Jesus, they leave incredibly touched by him. Today, I want to encourage you to reach out and touch the people in your lives today. Be the kind of person that brings healing to others. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. And thank you for the many folks that listen to this every single weekday. My prayer is today that you'd give us eyes to see people the way that you see them, and that when opportunities and problems come our way, that we would be able to live out your example, and that you'd use us in some way to bring healing to other people. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thanks so much for being with us today. If you want to download a digital version of our Sugar Hill Church Advent Journal, just swing by the website christmasandsugarhill.com. And if you are local here, I want to encourage you to make plans even now to join us for our Christmas Eve gatherings. They're at 3 and 5 p.m. in English, and then at 5 p.m. in Spanish. And we would love for you and your family to join us this Christmas Eve. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!